This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big picture economic news of this day was, in a weird sort of way, that there was no news out of that debt limit meeting at the White House this afternoon. President Biden and Speaker McCarthy, of course, along with Schumer, McConnell, and Jeffries. To be clear, it's not like anybody expected news. Speaker McCarthy and House Republicans are steadfast in threatening the security of American debt. President Biden will negotiate on the budget, he says, not over the debt limit itself. And to be even more clear, as we sit here just 21 days from when the Treasury Secretary says she is going to run out of room for financial maneuverability, the protagonists in this whole thing lack focus because the markets still haven't decided to start paying attention. We asked Marketplace's Justin Ho to figure out when that might happen.
Stock markets aren't exactly surprised by all this back and forth over the debt limit.
We know the drill. They've just got to solve for it.
Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. He says there are plenty of reasons to believe that Congress will sort things out. For one, there are a lot of people that won't be happy if government aid stops flowing.
On June 2nd, about $25 billion of payments are estimated to go out to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security recipients.
Lucchini says he gives it about 1 or 2 weeks before the pressure on Congress starts really ramping up. And right now, markets don't have anything to react to, since nothing's really happening, says Ian Dubecker, a finance professor at Northwestern University.
And when nothing is happening, we shouldn't be surprised that the market is just puttering along as it usually does.
Dubecker says the market could react if, say, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen comes out with more details on who wouldn't get paid in the event of a default. And if nothing keeps happening, that's news too.
You might expect that returns are just kind of a little negative every day or a little lower than they might have been otherwise, because every day of no news, that's kind of bad news.
There are some markets that have already started to react. Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites, says look at one-month treasury bills, which are going to mature right when the government could default. Caesar says investors are worried those bonds won't pay out. As a result, they're demanding to be paid more in interest.
Investors are looking over that one-month time horizon and saying, hey, we need a little something extra to compensate us for that extra risk.
Caesar says the corporate bond market could start to react, too. That's in large part because a government default could mean less government spending and a weaker economy.
That factors into the outlook for earnings going forward and the ability for corporate issuers to borrow at a reasonable rate.
Caesar says investors across the board will reassess how cautious they need to be depending on how things play out this week. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.